Hello everyone. So in this video, I just want to talk about something important, something related to Atlassian careers or someone who is trying to maybe grow as a Jira administrator / consultant, or if you are thinking of getting into this field, and if you are thinking of learning Jira, then I hope this video will help you. Now, in this video, I actually want to talk about the future of Jira administrators. And I'm going to focus and stay on the Jira administrator role. Now, Jira data center is, of course, there. But majority of companies, organizations, they have started moving towards Jira Cloud. They have moved already, but there will be a lot of companies who will be either stop using Jira at all, or maybe they will move to a different tool, but they might stay on Jira data center depending upon if they have the money, if they have the budget. But the main thing is that earlier, we as Jira administrators, we were not really Jira administrators, we were also system admins. Now, as a Jira admin, as a Jira administrator, we were doing things like upgrading and maintaining the server, also making sure the database is running, also looking at log files. So a lot of things on the technical side, on the system admin side, and we were not only responsible for the application Jira, but also the server. Now, of course, you know, depending upon the company and depending upon what role and your skills have, Jira admins were doing a mix of system admin plus Jira admin and a bit of Jira consultation. Because if you are responsible for maintaining Jira instance, then you may or may not be doing talking to your clients. It could be your internal clients, by the way. But if I have to talk about the skills, and to be honest, more of I actually want to focus on the career side, or basically job security. Now, imagine you were working in a company for 5 years and you were Jira admin, system admin, you were on the tech side of things. But now after moving to cloud, your skills are there with you, but maybe your company don't really need your skills because they are on cloud. Because if you're on Jira cloud, you're not really bothered about, or your company is not really bothered about maintaining the infrastructure. They don't have to worry about upgrading Jira, because upgrading Jira was a thing. I used to do for one client an upgrade quite regularly, at least, you know, twice in a year. And it happens. You have to upgrade. That is how things are. And it is all right, because it is not really a problem, but it's more about one activity that you have to do. Now, if you were a Jira admin / system admin, and if you were on the tech side of things, where you were also writing scripts and you were also doing some migrations, like, or merges or consolidations, those things are not really relevant anymore, because you're on Jira cloud. Now, my suggestion is that if you already have those skills, if you have skills experience on the data center side, then stick to it, because I don't really think Atlassian has yet announced. Most likely they will announce. I don't know. I have no idea, to be honest. I'm just guessing that in near future, it seems like Jira data center might just go away. But I don't really think it will happen today or tomorrow. So stick with your skills. Don't let it go. And at the same time, I'm just giving you options. What else you can do to be relevant in your organization? If you really like Jira, if you really like Atlassian tools, then of course learn Jira Cloud. Man, to be honest, in a way, it is now totally different. Although your core skills of Jira customization is more or less same, but Jira Cloud is different when it comes to, you know, the user interface and the way application behaves, the UI, the level of automations you can do. It's totally different. Now, the thing is, if you're on Jira Cloud, then doing only Jira admin work on Jira Cloud is not really going to give you an edge, because everyone can do it. It is super easy to, I mean, once you understand, you know, Jira, how Jira works, you can, of course, learn from various YouTube channels, like my channel, of course, and you can read books like my books. But once you know how to do it, you know how to do it. And you're not really any different from 10 other people, right? So how would you differentiate yourself? So what you can do is, apart from your core Jira admin skills, system admin skills, maybe scripting skills, you can first learn Jira Cloud really well. And that is what I did, to be honest, long back. I never really liked Jira Cloud. I still don't like Jira Cloud, but I know I am too dependent on Jira or Atlassian to earn a living. So I decided, I think 5 years ago, to spend time. And to be honest, 5 years ago, it was still easy because the difference was not that, the gap was not that big. And I think 5-6 years ago, I decided to, okay, continuously, you know, do something on Jira Cloud. I started, to be honest, if you have been doing something on Jira Data Center, it is not, you won't really feel any different. You won't really feel anything totally different. It is a bit similar, but in the last 5 years, things are now quite different. So I spent time early on, like 5-6 years ago. I started using Jira Cloud, and you can actually watch my old Jira Cloud videos on this channel, by the way. So that is what you can do. Learn Jira Cloud really well. You learn automation really well. But even then, anyone can do it. That is the thing. So my suggestion is, if you are entering the Jira Cloud administration domain, most likely, and I can be, because based on my experience, because I talk to people every day about this, most likely 80% of you would have some technical background. So don't hesitate. Don't stop yourself from learning some technical things. Like, for example, of course, you know, Jira Automation Cloud is great, but also learn how Jira REST API work. Also try to push and pull things from Jira using REST API. And if you're trying to stay relevant, then maybe you can also consider learning Forge, because Forge will become the Scrivener of Jira. Of course, when it comes to Scrivener, the power of Scrivener, or power of talking to Java API, it is of course all relevant on the data center version. Scrivener on Jira Cloud is, again, not massively, I mean, it is only limited by the capabilities of Jira REST API. So do that. But to begin with, apart from learning Jira Cloud Admin automation, learn Jira REST API. If possible, you can learn Forge. That is, I'm just giving you, different options. Also, you can think of getting into pure consultation side of things, or the business side of things. For example, if someone is approaching you, let us say you are in a company where you are a Jira coach. And to be honest, when it comes to defining roles, people don't really know all the time what to expect from Jira coach or Jira consultant or Jira admin. It is all mix. Sometimes people think that, okay, we know how to create a workflow and now we know Jira. That is not how things are, because they focus only on the features of Jira, not really the outcome, not really how a company is going to solve their problem, how a company is going to use a tool like Jira, or apart from all other tools and processes, how they're going to deliver to the market. Maybe you're working for a product company, maybe you're working for a bank, maybe you're working for some fintech company. So using Jira and creating a workflow shouldn't not be your end goal. Your end goal should be to help your clients deliver. And that is where I believe there is a huge gap, because people think that, okay, if you know how to create a Kanban board, if you know how to create a new column, that is it, we know Jira. So I'm just trying to give you an idea or ideas when it comes to staying relevant. So if you get into the business side of things, you can maybe make Jira as your secondary skill. So maybe, just to give you an example, we all know about agile coaches, right? But these days, you can be an agile coach, but you can not really be just an agile coach. You need to know a few other things. For example, if you're an agile coach and you're training others maybe to adopt agile practices, which is, to be honest, a really difficult thing to do. You can add Jira to your skill set, and don't really limit yourself when it comes to learning only certain aspects of the tool or certain aspects of the business consulting. Learn as much as you can, learn every day. And also when it comes to business consulting or consulting in general, focus on your communication skills. Because I know I talk to a lot of Jira admins. They're really good. They know the tool really well, but they don't really have, and they may have good language skills, but they don't really have the good communication skills when it comes to talking to customers or working with, let us say, a CTO or a program manager or a scrum master. So when you're working with someone, you have to basically talk to them in their own language. And when they are asking you questions, you should be able to convince them or at least have some conversation with them, because you don't really need to know each and everything about everything. So you may know a lot about Jira and you may know a lot about Agile, but when it comes to helping your customers, you can basically help them, work with them to basically make sure that whatever they are doing, it could be software development, it could be some non-technical team, it's more about how they can use a tool to collaborate with others, how they can use a tool to at the same time communicate efficiently. And I'm basically saying this because this is what I do quite a lot regularly. So my suggestion would be to that if you are a Jira admin, or if you were a Jira administrator and you were always doing things on Jira Data Center, don't lose hope. First of all, I don't really have any specific end date for you, because even I don't know, but I think it is likely that Jira admin skills will probably diminish. I mean, to be honest, Atlassian may not shut down Jira Data Center for a long time, but your company might move to Jira Cloud, and that is what happened, right? So you have no choice. If you think right now your job is secure, great. But I feel, and I also encourage everyone, that you should always ask yourself, evaluate yourself, not only your skills, not only you think what you know, but also your situation, your job, your basically your look at your team members. And someone actually asked me this question: after this movement to Jira Cloud, because a lot of companies are now on Jira Cloud, what will happen to someone like you? Will you have work to do? So I think it will be more than ever, because it is just some difference in the skill set. But because on Jira Cloud, your skill set is different. For example, my core skill, to be honest, I do a lot of things, but I think Scrivener and integration automation on Jira Data Center was my core. Like, I'm really good in it. I can actually tear apart Jira and I can actually make it work for you the way you want. But on cloud, I feel frustrated because I can't really do a lot of those things that I was able to do. And it is frustrating and I am always annoyed. But at the same time, I know I'm not any different from other people. And I can still basically relearn something or maybe learn or acquire other skills to help my clients. And good thing is that I know what can be done and what cannot be done. That is also like a very important thing, because if you have been doing these things for a while, you can also help your clients and answer their questions and tell them that sometimes Jira is not the right tool for you, or whatever you're trying to do, there's a better way of doing it. So when it comes to Jira consolidation, it is still, I don't really think it is going away. It's more about you have to basically keep in mind what else you can, or what else you should think of learning. So just look at your current situation, look within your company. And if you think after moving to cloud, Jira won't be relevant in your case, then there are a lot of other options. Your Jira skills will also help you to do more or less the same thing on other tools. For example, if you want to learn how monday.com works, or maybe if you're moving to GitLab or GitHub, whatever, because companies are doing that, because the way you do issue tracking in GitLab, I believe, is very limited, but at least your Jira experience will help the organization. Because when you are used to doing things on Jira, because you know that, okay, we have to store these details in different fields, but when you move to GitLab, you have to tag it somewhere, but you still need to report on it, and you might need to rely on another tool. So I don't really think in the next 5-10 years, Jira consultations or admin skills will totally go away. It's more about like mixed skill set, because these days, especially after not company managed, but team managed projects, Jira project admins can also do Jira admin work, because at least in their own project. So I think the business side of things will definitely increase. And when it comes to cloud, I feel, and I think I'm seeing it already, people will move towards, of course, cloud forge based approach, where if they have to do some customization, if they have to add, let us say, a small automation somewhere, like a bit, something that you can't do really do with the native automation, maybe you have to create some custom field, maybe you have to do something regularly, run some script. So you will basically do it. You can actually do it using Forge. Forge, I'm still trying to figure out all the limitations of Forge, because we also built one Forge app. And on this channel, my objective has always been to just share whatever little I know, whatever I think I can share. And hopefully in this video, I've given you some ideas. I know I've been talking for like 17 minutes, but if you have further questions, reach out to me. I'm on LinkedIn. You can always, raise a ticket on my website, ravisagar.in. And let me know if you have any questions. I would love to help you, and maybe I can learn from you. If you have anything to add to whatever I've just mentioned, maybe if you are a Jira admin, or you were a Jira admin and you're doing something else now, or you're maybe thinking of switching your careers, or maybe learning something new. For example, I do, apart from Jira thing, I do, for the last 2 years, I have been learning Node.js. These days I'm trying to learn React for, of course, Forge. I'm also exploring AWS. So Jira is not the only thing which I do. I do quite a lot of other things, but majority of the work that I do for a living is still Jira. And I thought I'll make this video to help you, and also just share whatever I want to share. All right, that is it. That is it for today's video. I hope you enjoyed watching this video and you learned something new. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.